Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King. He has so much to say to His people. The Lord is alive and well in the lives of those who trust Him, who seek Him, to know Him. And the Lord understands our plight. He understands that in this life, things can look so varied to us. And He knows that we can get confused easy. But He loves us. He didn't give up on us. He cares about every part of our lives. And so, if you look at what Jesus did, what the Lord did, when Adam fell, He knew that man was, you know, we first saw what happened after the fall. The first thing man did, Adam and his wife, when they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they hid in the cool of the day when the Lord would usually come around and talk to them. This time, something funny happened. They ran and hid from His voice. They never saw Him, but they heard Him coming, and they heard His voice, and they went and hid, and they were dressed in fig leaves, of all things. See, they knew they were naked. So if you had seen Adam before he sinned, you would have saw the glory of God on him, just like the glory of God that was on Moses' face when he wrote the Ten Commandments, when he came off the mountain. Well, Moses had been in the glory of God, and he saw God's backside. So his face was shining, just like Adam and Eve. Their bodies were shining, radiant with the glory of God all over them. But when they crossed the line and ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the midst of the garden, it was there so they could reject it. Because the Lord is showing us something. We have to reject evil. It's going to do something to us and destroy us and turn us into something we really don't want to be. But once people are living with darkness, then they start hiding from the voice of God. And man have been hiding from the Lord ever since. But you really can't hide. He knows where you are anyway. But the problem is, they're going to trust something. They trust the way they think. They trust what people say. They trust society. But the Lord didn't give up on us. He made a plan of redemption to redeem man back to Himself. And the plan of redemption is the seed of woman. The Lord sent, he said the seed of woman will crush the serpent's head, and the serpent will bruise his heel. So, the Lord didn't just come here to die for us. He taught us. Jesus came and represented the Father. For once, we had perfect representation of who God is. And He did this publicly everywhere He went. And He spoke things that pertain to life and godliness. He gave us perfect example. And remember, He never sinned. And He laid His life down. The Lord so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, which whosoever believe in Him will never perish, but have everlasting life. And the Son willingly came. Don't forget that part. He sent Jesus to us, and Jesus came of His own free will. He didn't have to, but He did. Not only that, He taught us, and He died for us. He died in our place. You know, the old songs say, living, He loved us. Dying, He saved us. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified, saved me forever. One day He's coming back. Glorious day. Well, the Lord, He did all this for us. And nevertheless, Jesus is our great high priest. How about that? To solve the after we get saved and we're in Him, we're trying to do what's right. Then when we do wrong, He's our mediator. Now this don't mean, this is not a license to sin. Jesus is our mediator to get us back out of sin again. Because the enemy will cause the world to appeal to people to throw them off track. And see, the darkness of the world, it works like leaven. And anybody that's a cook, any mother, grandmother that bakes bread, they know about yeast. you know, remember the big fat yeast roll everybody used to like? Well, that's a yeast roll. Yeah, they take a little yeast and put it in the flour, and it turns the flour to yeast. Well, the thoughts of darkness does the same thing to your heart. It takes away your appetite for the things of God and replaces it with things of darkness until you're trapped. See, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. See, and it, this is Proverbs 14:12. Even in laughter, verse 13, even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. See, Jesus says when he saved you from sin, he's not just taking the fun side of sin away or the pleasure away. He's saving you from the darkness of it, the hook side as well. See, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Once people try sin and they find out it's nothing to play with, then the things that their parents told them all their lives makes more sense. The things that the real good pastor said makes more sense. But when you touch sin, when you mess with it, it does something against you from the inside out. But when you believe on Jesus, it does something for you from the inside out. There's a blessing established in the things of God. There is a way which seems right to man, but the end thereof are ways of death. Now let's look at something. People can think they're so right, and they think everything's right about what they're doing. But time happens. When time happens, it proves right from wrong. Now listen to this. This is Judges 11. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor. And he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. See, we studied this before, but the Lord gave me something else about Jephthah. Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. You know, some people will see society may have believed, yeah, you're right, get him out of there. His mother was a harlot. But see, verse 1 starts off saying, now Jephthah was the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor. And he was the son of a harlot. Yes, he was. And Gilead begat Jephthah. Gilead was his father. So he was born wrong, but he was a godly man. And his brothers were so-called born right, but they thrust out Jephthah, who was also a man of valor, a mighty man of valor. But watch this. Now, they look good in the eyes of man. They look good in the eyes of religion, because Jephthah was born wrong. A man can't help how he's born, can he? Think about it. Who can help how they're born and what their parents did? That doesn't mean anything to God. God is looking at your heart for you. He loves you for you. And see, Jesus came and reestablished the love of God in people who have ears to hear. Anybody that believes Jesus, he can work with them. Continuing, verse 3, then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. Now watch this part. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. Some people can see goodness in others. Even though he was born wrong, they could tell, the vain men could tell. They see, some men need other men to prosper. Some people can't prosper in their own business. They got to have somebody tell them what to do. They got to have a boss. They may be good at what they do. They may be hard workers, but they don't have the discipline it takes and the wisdom it takes to do what they know. They need a man to tell them what to do. And these were vain men, and they followed Jephthah. They could see goodness in him. They could see prosperity in him. They could see what his brothers who were born right didn't see. Verse 4, and it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And verse 5 says, and it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, The elders of Gilead went to fetch, guess who? Jephthah, out of the land of Tob. See, when you're a capable man or a capable woman, everybody knows it. When the chips are down, they're going to come and get you if you're wise, if you're a man of God, if you're a woman of God. All their prejudices and their animosities, they set them aside. Because when the chips are up, when things look in their way, you remember, there's a way that seems right to man. But see, when you really have what it takes, nobody can deny it. Verse 6, and they said to Jephthah, come and be our captain. Now they're begging him to be the captain, and that we may fight with the children of Ammon. They knew that if they go to war, they don't know how to do it, but Jephthah does. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you come unto me now when ye see ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Now Jephthah is wise. Watch what he said. Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver me them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the man that was born wrong once upon a time, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. This was their words. See, now they need his help. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Now, the focus is not the war. If you can read about, you can read Judges 11 in your study time. It's very interesting. But the man that was born right, the man that was born wrong in the eyes of others, in the eyes of society, in the eyes of his own brothers, in the eyes of his own neighborhood, is now the man that they need the most, because God was with him, even though he was born wrong. And his brothers were born right. Why couldn't they do it? See, there's a way that seems right to man, but the end of that those ways is death. But they woke up. They did have enough sense to go get the man that could make the day. Now, when we believe on Jesus Christ, the same thing happens to us. When we receive our Savior, now we have backbone. Now we have a chance to live. And we can get all the way out of sin. Not just have a fire insurance policy, but we can get all the way out of sin. If we fail, he can help us win. Don't forget these things, because it's very important. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. It's on the Audio 7 page. This year is 2022, and it'll be on the Audio 7 page. And it's free. It's not cheap, but it's free. I never wanted to make money on the things of God. If God give me something, I'm going to freely give it, like Jesus said. Other people may sell their things, but that's fine. It's not wrong. But everything on that, on my website, is free. And pastors, there's a writing called Vision. It's on the Living Letters page. Check it out. I love the people of God, and I want to be a blessing to them. And I love everybody, not just God's people, not just people that love God, but I love every single soul. Those that are good, those that are bad. I don't care what your background is, how you were born. If you were born wrong, I still love you, and Jesus still loves you. If you were born right, I love you, and Jesus loves you. The Father loves you. So we got to go forward now. The Lord is about to return. And everybody that received Jesus Christ, God gives them the power to become the sons and daughters of God. And that's what you got to see. See, the enemy wants to use your misunderstanding against you as a weapon. And Jesus wants you to see what the enemy is doing so you can rebuke it and leave it alone. He wants you to know that he's with you. He wants you to know that he cares about you. And the Father wants you to know him. Jesus died so we can have a relationship, so we can have fellowship again with our Father. That fellowship was broken when Adam sinned. And mankind has been hiding dressed in fig leaves ever since. Except for those who know the Lord. Some people have a hunger for the Lord, and they listen, and they receive the word of God, and God can work with them. And to them, God can bless them. They're the daughters, sons, and daughters of God. And the Lord can do mighty things in your life. But you got to give him a chance, hear him out, and hear what he has to say. You know, the Lord knows how to set order in times of trouble. And he knows how to build his people up and bring them forth in spite of the ways of the world. Now, the world system is against you. It's not for you. The world system is trying to make you struggle, tear you down, bring you to nothing, bring you to a piece of bread. And it was wrong for Gilead's father to sleep with a harlot. God dealt with him about what his sin, but Jephthah had nothing, no control over that. So to those who, and many people in today's society, they're born wrong, but God loves them nevertheless. See that, and you can't control how you're born, but God can save every soul. He didn't just die for everybody that had parents that were married. He died for every single soul out there. You know, don't get it twisted. God loves us all. Society may put stipulations on you, but God doesn't. Everybody's welcome to believe on Jesus Christ. And the Lord raised up some of the strangest preachers to go out there and tell people about his love. And some people actually go and do it. Some people, they get called to the preach. They tell their pastor, but they don't really do much for God. But there are those that will go in the trenches like they're supposed to and win souls. See, the harvest is great, but the laborers are still few. But God, thank God, he's raising up laborers, that people that love him, people that put him first and foremost in their lives. He brings us to a point where we can help others. And that's what's important. And that's what must happen. Now, the Lord, he dealt with me about some things last night. The next few broadcasts, I'm going to talk about it some more. But I want people to understand, sin affects people negatively, very negatively. And you can't tell. Sin is designed to keep you estranged from God until it's too late. It destroys your appetite for more knowledge. It destroys your belief system. You can't get around it. And when you're in it, you don't see a way out of it. You don't see a way out of it. But the Word gives you what you need. And Jesus died for you. He washed you in his blood. He made you righteous. Now that people, when you believe what Jesus did for you, and you receive salvation, you don't earn it. We don't earn salvation, we receive salvation. Never forget that. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. He loved you in the first place. He loved you when you was hiding in your fig leaf outfit. He loved you when you was hiding from him. When you trusted trouble, when you trusted things that didn't matter, when you trusted to do sin. He loved you then. And every soul that go to hell, it breaks God's heart because they went for nothing. God became man and paid for your redemption so that you don't have to go in that miserable place that you can't get out of. But see, I'm not talking about hell right now. The darkness of this world is designed, it's entrapment. It only takes a little leaven to defile you. And it takes your appetite for the things of God from you. And Satan, this poison of Satan works against everybody. It's not just you. It's everybody. He's trying to destroy people with evil desire. Now, I talk about the world system a lot. John narrowed it down for us perfectly. The world system is this. This is the monster I'm talking about. It's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is what Satan became. Satan was not always Satan. He was once a wonderful angel called Lucifer. And he had the love of God in him. He had great wisdom. He was very beautiful. And he didn't look like a monster. But his desire for more power to be over others because he was beautiful and wise. That's how he got in pride and became what he is. It takes hatred to do those things. It takes hatred to live a lustful life. It's a man that makes a woman a sex object, just an object, a pleasure object. You have to have a leaven of Satan's hatred to look at a woman the wrong way. That's why Jesus said, whosoever looks at a woman and lusts after in his heart, he already committed adultery. He sinned. He committed adultery because he saw her wrong in his heart. Not his mind, but his heart. So you have to keep the dark things out. When you look at others, when you want something so much that you envy others because of what they have and you can't have it, you become covetous. You want what others have and you can't rest because of it. That's, again, that's a leaven of hatred to live that way. And then when you put yourself above others without remorse, that's pride. When other people do well or do what you can't do, you get envious and angry, and to the point that you attack their character. Slander and murder is no different. When you can slander a person in your heart, that's murder. When you talk about people to tear them down in the eyes of others, that you're murdering their character and what they stand for. And you don't have a right to do that because God loves everybody. God is for everybody. When you receive that revelation, you'll stop trying to upstage others. And see, when people go down the wrong road, they can't tell and they can't see their way out. You have to walk according to the living love of God in order to see this life for what it is. We all share the same responsibility. The enemy is trying to cloudy everything up. But once you walk in, enter in the darkness. Now, John warned about this in 1 John chapter 2. If you read 1 John 1, then 1 John 2, you'll see that when you enter in the darkness, you can't see what you're stumbling over. But the love of God, it helps you embrace what God is saying. Embrace the truth of God's word. Embrace the life of God's word. And then you become alive to God. And dead to sin. Some people are dead to God and alive to sin. And their lives become consumed and they can't see their way out. But Jesus came to help us out. That's why when you pray for people, your prayers avail much and you can help people see their way out. Your prayers avail much. Now, I love to listen to Henry Groover, and I recommend everybody to listen to the wisdom of Henry Groover on YouTube. This man, he died in an auto wreck, and when he died, he went through the Milky Way. And his daughter prayed for him, and he came back to his body, and he told about what he saw on YouTube. He was interviewed by Steve Quayle, another wonderful man of God. But one thing he did, when he would prayer walk, he would go in dangerous places to minister God's word and pray over the area. And when he would go to churches where there were many elderly people, he would ask for prayer. He said, anybody in here wake up and can't go back to sleep, and half the church raise their hand. He said, when that happens, pray for me because I'll be in another country. And I need you to pray for me whenever you just can't go to sleep. So, you know, if you just can't go to sleep and you wake up, pray for the pastors that have blessed you. Pray for your pastor who loves you. Pray for the people in your life that love you. And pray for me too. You're up anyway. You're laying there. You can't go to sleep. Pray for others. Pray for me. Pray for your pastor that pours his heart out trying to help you and your family. Pray for your friends that's been a blessing when the chips were down. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Don't take it for granted that everybody you know is going to go to heaven. You know, the enemy is trying to slick everybody. He's trying to mess everybody up. He's trying to get our children to be slick and deceitful. He's trying to keep He's trying to, he works against everybody. So pray for your family. Pray for your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and your neighbor's grandchildren. Pray for people when you can't go to sleep. And pray that God will move in your life. Remember, Jesus is our great high priest. And he's greater than all forms of darkness because he overcame every form of darkness. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.